Voters in Detroit go to the polls today, a primary to narrow a field of 8 mayoral candidates down to 2 for November's two-way race. This is a critical election for a city emerging from a historically dreary period. In 2013, Detroit became the largest American city ever to file for bankruptcy. The 2008 recession practically took out the auto industry altogether, and the state of Michigan chose to appoint an emergency manager to help lead Detroit out of a nearly fatal debt crisis. Recently, though, downtown Detroit has started to bring in new jobs and businesses. How that is going and who is benefiting is the main issue in this election. Is the city's resurgence aimed at the city's longtime black residents who comprise 82% of the population? Or will the rise only allow Detroit's newer residents to prosper? Quinn Kleinfelter is the senior news editor for WDET in Detroit.
The current mayor, Mike Duggan, seems to be leading in most all polls. And by many people's impressions that you talk to, is doing what Detroiters had hoped for, especially as they emerged from the nation's largest ever municipal bankruptcy. And so he's expected widely to be able to make it through this primary. Also, so is Coleman Young II, who is the son of the former first black mayor of Detroit, Coleman Young. And he's been running both on that name and on what he says is an unfinished business left from his father's administration way back when, which is that Duggan and others, he says, in the current resurgence of Detroit are leaving out the poor and African-Americans in particular.
The other characters in this race, are they rising stars or do they represent, I mean, I'm noting the candidates that have felonies on their record. It's arguable that they represent an actual constituency in Detroit since incarceration has been such a problem.
Yeah, it really hasn't been a non-factor, to be honest, so far as you can tell. I mean, they have argued that people deserve a second chance. But in terms of the electorate itself, it really hasn't had a whole lot of traction, really, from what's been going on. And there's been a slew of investments downtown. But there's been fears that it's leaving the neighborhoods, the outlying past the downtown area, out of the equation. For instance, I talked to a cab driver named John Anthony recently, and he was saying that Coleman Young, who is really campaigning on the fact that he happens to be an African-American, it's a majority African-American city, and so therefore he's the one that should really best represent it. Anthony, for one, says that he doesn't particularly think that that's really what's necessary in Detroit at the moment.
If your campaign, the basis of your campaign is going to be based on race, what is that going to bring African-Americans and everyone else?
Do people associate the African-American political dynasties in Detroit with slow growth and economic stalemate?
To an extent. They also had equated it with freedom. They recently remembered the riots, the rebellion of 1967. So when Coleman Young I came out, it was a mayor who said, you know, we're black, our city's black, and we should be able to run our own affairs. And Coleman Young II is kind of trying to revise and redo that same lure to the voters, I think. But the question, as I say, is whether or not the city's actually becoming, in effect, two Detroits. I talked with a man named Keith McCrary, who's worked with the city and lived here all his life, and says that he really wonders if this two Detroit narrative really has something to it.
I mean, it's an old story. Pay attention to the citizens of the city of Detroit, those that are not just passing through because it's a great place to come and have their urban adventure.
When you talk to some longtime Detroiters, they will say that downtown, they call it the lightening of downtown, that there's been a huge influx of young millennials and usually overwhelmingly white people. It is, in effect, an urban adventure. I spoke with a guy named Sage Smalley, who is one of the many there, who's been in town for a while since the bankruptcy. He's young, he's upwardly mobile, and he's darn glad, he says, that he's in Detroit.
Been here for 3 years now, so every year you just see a lot of improvement. It's crazy. I tell people pretty much the whole city's under construction, but it's for the good. So the next 10 years, it's just going to look like a completely different city. It's going to be awesome.
And it's something that's representative of a lot of people. You know, is this the new wave coming in of Detroit? But you've got 600,000 others who are vastly African-American and are in the outlying neighborhoods looking at downtown and saying, are you ever going to bring it out to us?
Quinn Kleinfelter, senior news editor for WDET, reporting on the election, the primary election in the city of Detroit, Michigan. Quinn, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.